Why saying no feels impossible in recovery. Learning how to say no without feeling guilty is one of the hardest things you will face in recovery. It sounds like it should be easy, just say the word. But when you have spent years saying yes to everything because you were too afraid of conflict, too desperate for approval, or too deep in addiction to care about boundaries, the word no feels foreign. It feels selfish. It feels like you are letting people down. And that guilt can be so heavy that you end up right back where you started, agreeing to things that put your sobriety at risk. How addiction wires you to say yes. The truth is that most people in recovery never learned how to set boundaries in the first place. Addiction thrives on the absence of boundaries. You said yes to situations you knew were dangerous. You said yes to people who were not good for you. You said yes to one more drink, one more hit, one more time. That pattern of saying yes to everything becomes wired into how you operate. So when you get sober and suddenly need to protect your time, your energy, and your recovery, you are working against years of conditioning that trained you to go along with whatever was in front of you, where the guilt actually comes from. Guilt is the main thing that keeps people from saying no, and it is worth understanding where that guilt actually comes from. A lot of the time, it is not about the other person at all. It is about your own fear. Common sources of boundary guilt in recovery include fear that the other person will be angry, disappointed, or leave. Feeling like you owe people because of harm caused during active addiction. Believing that saying no makes you a selfish or bad person. Worrying that setting limits will undo the progress you have made in relationships. That math does not work. You cannot pay back the past by sacrificing the present, especially when the present is the thing keeping you alive. How to say no without feeling guilty starts with a reframe. Learning how to say no without feeling guilty starts with getting clear on what you are actually saying yes to when you say no. You are saying yes to your recovery. You are saying yes to your mental health. You are saying yes to the boundaries that keep you safe. Framing it that way does not make the guilt disappear overnight, but it changes the internal conversation. Instead of "I am being selfish," it becomes "I am choosing to protect something that matters." That reframe is not a trick. It is the truth. Practical ways to say no. Go-to phrases that work. There are practical ways to make saying no easier. One of the most effective is having a few go-to phrases ready before you need them. "I appreciate you thinking of me, but I cannot make it." "That does not work for me right now, Wer." "No. But thank you." You do not owe anyone a long explanation. You do not need to justify your reasons or apologize for having limits. A short, clear response is enough. The more you practice these phrases, the less energy each no takes out of you. Know your weak spots. It also helps to recognize the situations where you are most likely to cave. Maybe it is a family member who knows exactly how to push your buttons. Maybe it is a coworker who always asks for favors at the worst time. Maybe it is an old friend who keeps inviting you to places where people are drinking. Identifying those patterns ahead of time lets you plan your response instead of scrambling in the moment. As Mayo Clinic explains, setting boundaries is essential for protecting your well-being, and learning to do it consistently is a skill that improves with practice. Who belongs in your life? The real test of your relationships. The people who truly care about you will respect your no. That is worth repeating. The people who truly care about you will respect your no. If someone reacts with anger or manipulation when you set a boundary, that tells you more about them than it does about you. Recovery has a way of showing you who belongs in your life and who does not. Setting boundaries is not about pushing people away. It is about making room for the ones who actually support the version of you that is trying to get better. Discomfort does not mean you are wrong. Saying no gets easier with practice, but it may never feel completely comfortable. and that is okay. Discomfort is not the same as doing something wrong. In fact, if setting a boundary feels uncomfortable, it usually means you needed to set it a long time ago. The guilt will show up. Let it show up. Feel it. Acknowledge it. And then remind yourself why you said no in the first place. Over time, the guilt gets quieter and the confidence gets louder. Why learning to say no without feeling guilty is a survival skill. How to say no without feeling guilty is not just a social skill. In recovery, it is a survival skill. Every time you say no to something that threatens your sobriety, you are saying yes to another day of being the person you are working so hard to become. Here is what changes when you start protecting your boundaries. You build trust with yourself by following through on what matters to you. You reduce exposure to high-risk situations that could lead to relapse. You create space for relationships that actually support your recovery. You replace people-pleasing patterns with genuine self-respect. That is not selfish. That is not unkind. That is the strongest, most honest thing you can do for yourself and for every relationship that actually matters to you. You spent a long time saying yes to things that were destroying you. Learning to say no to those things is not cruelty. It is correction. And you are allowed to make that correction as many times as you need to. Casa Leona Recovery is here to help you build a stronger foundation. At Casa Leona Recovery, we help you develop the emotional skills and boundaries you need to protect your sobriety for the long haul. Our residential treatment program includes individual therapy, group support, and practical tools for navigating the real-world challenges of recovery. Contact us today to learn more.